Musaf. In the Musaf we daven, there are 30, we recite 30 psukim. What is this all about? So first one, just very simple level, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah we are obligated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you, it is my wish, that you declare on this day, I, Hashem, as the Melech. Why? When you will declare that I am the Melech, it will force me, not force me, but it will arouse me to remember you. By us declaring, by us saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Hashem are our King, that triggers by Hashem a desire to remember, to think about us, to remember us. Now then the Gemara goes on to say, and how do you do this? What is the technique? What's the technique to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech and trigger a desire by Hashem to remember us? Declare Hashem Melech by blowing the shofar. So the Gemara tells us all three things must come together in one shot. Three things are coming together in one shot by on Rosh Hashanah we declare Hashem the Melech so that he should remember us. And the technique and how this is done is through the blowing of the shofar. So there are three major themes. The theme of Malchus, the theme of Zichronos, and the theme of shofars. Chazal have expanded upon this idea by telling us in order to bring out this theme, we should recite in the Nusach HaTfilah a special bracha for Malchus, a special bracha for Zichronos, and a special bracha for shofars. So in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, in Rosh Hashanah, there are a total of three blessings, which in total comes out to nine blessings. The first three blessings that we recite every single day, Avos, Gevurois, and Kedusha. And then at the very end, we have three blessings, Avoda, which say, Hashem Lachina B'yamachay Shalavis Filasam, Modim, and Sim Shalom. Those are the general blessings which begin the Shemoneh Esrei and end the Shemoneh Esrei. And in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, so during the weekday, we recite 13 blessings, our personal needs. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we recite only one blessing. But on Rosh Hashanah of Musaf, we have something very unique. We recite three blessings. One blessing has the theme of Malchios. This middle blessing has the theme of Zichronos, and the third blessing is Zichronos. And as far as mentioning this, the day, that today is Yom Tov, and this year you have to mention that Shabbos, that we're going to join together in the blessing of Malchios. Since the Yom Tov, the essence of Yom Tov really primarily is about Malchios, so we're going to mention Malchios, the Kedushas Hayoim, in the Bracha of Malchios. Now Chazal went even further by telling us that if you're already going to have three blessings, we want you to recite in the three blessings, in each one of the blessings, 10 Pesukim of Malchios, and the blessing of Zichronos, 10 Pesukim of Zichronos, and the blessing of Shofaros, 10 Pesukim. And then we go further. How do we break down these Pesukim? Well, we're going to divide them between Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. So what would you do? You would take 3 1/3 for Torah, 3 1/3 for Nevi'im, and 3 1/3 for Ksuvim. The problem is, there's no such thing as a third of a pasuk. Kol psuka lepasak Moshe anan lepaskin. You can't go recite a third of a pasuk. That's ridiculous. Doesn't make sense. So what's going to happen? We're going to have to give one of the sections of Tanakh. Tanakh stands for Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. One of these sections is going to have to get a fourth pasuk. And who's going to be the winner? It's Pashut. We're going to give it, the winner is going to go to Torah, because Torah is the most sacred. So there will be 4 psukim from Torah, 3 psukim from Nevi'im, 3 psukim from Ksuvim, We're going to repeat that pattern in Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Now, question is, what about the order? So it was up to you. What would you do? If you wouldn't know any better, what would you do? Everything over here is all in the Gemara. Everything is a discussion. Everything is this enormous amount of detail and commentary on all the things that we're talking about. But if you would go and you would have this requirement to take everything and break it up into all different parts of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, what would you do? You would start off with four psukim of Torah, and then you would have three psukim from the Nevi'im, and then three psukim from the Ksuvim. Isn't that what the average person would do? That's the most logical thing the person who has not opened up the Gemara would say. That's what you do. You have to have 10 psukim, so we will do 4 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, 3 from Ksuvim. Yet when you open up your machsa, you discover it's not the way it's done. The way it's done is we first do 3 psukim of Torah, 3 psukim of Ksuvim. We don't go to the Nevi'im. Then we do the 3 psukim of the Nevi'im, and then at the very end we come back with 1 pasuk of Torah. So it's 3 of Torah, 3 of Ksuvim, 3 of Nevi'im, and 1 pasuk of Torah. How did that happen? How come we're going in such a convoluted way? We're not following the ordinary pattern of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. We're breaking the rule. We're doing Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im, and we're not presenting the 4th pasuk of Torah immediately in the beginning, but instead we're putting that pasuk at the very end. And that pattern we repeat by Zichronos and by Shofros. What is going on? How did all of this come about? Okay, so let's start slow. Let's start with some basics. And each thing really in and of itself that we're going to try to present is really a complete idea in and of itself. Each little section that we're going to present. Okay, first of all, I want to start with a general idea, and that is a Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah tells us about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah says, in Rosh Hashanah, you are supposed to recite 9 blessings. And the Mishnah tells us the names of the blessings. Avos, Gevurois, Kedushas Hayoyim, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, Avoido, Hoido, and Birchas, Kohanim. The Gemara in the Mishnah there says, which we interpret to mean as Sim Shalom. Question is, all the Mefarshim on the page asked a question, all the Rishonim asked a question, why did the Mishnah tell us that on Rosh Hashanah we recite, it's a Mishnah, 9 blessings, and then go on to enumerate the first 3 and the last 3? The first 3 and the last 3 have nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. We say the first 3 and the last 3 every single day, 3 times a day. We say the first 3 and the last 3 on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We say it by Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and Rosh Hashanah. It's not unique to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah, whose derech is to be Mekatzer, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very Mekatzer. The purpose of writing the Mishnayis was to shorten, to make things as simple as possible. All Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi needed to say in the Mishnah is that on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the middle section is Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. It does not appear that there be any need, any requirement for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who wrote the Mishnayis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to go and tell us about Malchios, about Avos, Gevurois, Kedusha, and at the end of Shemona Esrei. That's not necessary. Why did he go through the effort to do this? All of the Rishonim asked this question. And there are many different answers. Many of them are technical. But I think the overwhelming answer, which to a degree is really the common denominator of many of the answers, is Rabbeinu HaKadosh is teaching us that the Avos, Gevurois, and Kedusha, and Avoda, Modim, and Sim Sholem of Rosh Hashanah is not the same as the entire year. Don't make that mistake. Person should not enter into the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and think, okay, the first three brachos are pretty much the same. It's true we add Zachayim L'chaim. It's true we add Nichamaycha. It's true in Kedusha we say an elaboration, like some piyutim, V'chein Tein Pachtecha. We say all these additions into the Atah Kodesh, but the essence is really the same. And the proof is, the biggest proof is, if you leave out Zachreinu L'chaim, if you leave out Nichamocha, if you omit all of the additions in the Brach of Atah Kodesh, as long as you say HaMelech HaKodesh, you Yoytze. So it's pretty much exactly the same. The last three blessings are also the same. The last three blessings, you have Avoda, Ritzei, Modim, Sim Shalom, exactly the same. The fact that Rabbeinu HaKodesh, whose style is clearly to shorten and to be Mekatzer, Halacha, the Mishnayos are here to condense as much as possible the infinite nature of Torah, the fact that he deems it necessary to tell us there are nine blessings and to enumerate them all indicates that when you recite Avos on Rosh Hashanah Musaf, it's not the same Avos as Shacharis. It's not the same Avos as this morning, as the entire year. It's a different, it takes on an entirely new nature. And it's very likely that is the reason why we add into the Nusach Zachreinu L'chaim. It's not the same. Although it may appear to be the same format, but the fact that it's the Yom HaDin and it's Musaf and we're declaring Malchiyos, Zichronis, and Shofaris, these brachos are transformed into an unrecognizable new entity that has absolutely no relation to what you do the entire year round. It may be interesting that the words are almost exactly the same, okay, besides the addition and besides HaMelech HaKadosh, but it's not. First of all, HaMelech HaKadosh is Ma'akev. We add into Avos, each one is completely changed. Avos we add in Zachin L'chaim, the Gevuros we add in Micha Mocha, and Akel HaKadosh we add in a very long elaboration, plus we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Avoda in Ritzei, we say Vise Orev, we change the Nusach, and it's Birchas Kehanim on Rosh Hashanah, and even in Chutz Li'aretz, and even Eretz Yisrael, they say Vise Orev, so it's a different Ritzei. The Ritzei becomes different, at least in the Chazar Sashatz. Moedim we add Uchasoiv, and in Sim Shalom we add in B'Sefer Chaim. So there are additions in each one of these blessings. They're not the same. But forget about the actual additions. The words itself take on an entirely new meaning when you reflect that you are now standing at the Yom HaDin. And when you say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that's Zichronos. And when you talk about Mechaye Mesim, Ata Rav Lohoshia, Tachias HaMesim, that's Shofaris. And when you say Ata Kodosh V'Shimcha Kodosh V'Kodoshim, that's Malchios. Now, what did I just say? I just basically said that, at least in the beginning, let's do one thing at a time, that just like in the middle, we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaris, the first three blessings, the fact that the Rabbeinu HaKodesh mentioned them, they're different. They, on Rosh Hashanah, become examples of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaris. But there's one major difference. The order, the Seder. Seder is everything. Lel Pesach, it's all about Seder. Rosh Hashanah, it's also all about Seder. The center is first Malchios, then Zichronos, and then Shofaris. That's what the Gemara says. I demand that you declare me your Melech, Kedei, by declaring me your melech, it will trigger that your zikaron is oile lefonai, and the technique is through the shofar. That's the middle. But in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, we have a different say there. The first bracha clearly is the theme of zichroinos. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu, our forefathers. We're remembering our forefathers. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The second blessing is Techiyas HaNesim. The shofar of Mashiach is the Avsad Yigon. Techiyas HaNesim is something which will be accompanied in the times of Mashiach. Tekab b'shofar gadol uvo evdim b'yeretz Asher v'hanidachim b'yeretz Mitzrayim v'shtach v'lashem ha'akodesh. Shofars. And in the Kedushas Hayoim, Ato Kodosh v'Shimcha Kodosh, it's there where we add in the Nusach, V'Simloich Ato Hashem Levadech Al Kol Aretz. All of the major themes of Malchios are added into Ato Kodosh. So look at the Seder. The Seder is Hashem, remember us. Remember us. And then Shofros, remember us. Remember us. Remember us with the shofar. And then when you will remember us with the shofar, we will then la'asilavo declare you to be the melech. A different order. A whole different order. Now let's go to the end of Shemona Esrei. In the end of Shemona Esrei, we have also three blessings which Rabbeinu HaKadosh felt necessary to mention, because they have also been transformed into major elements into a major element of the day. Avoda. What is the avoda? Ritzei shofars. What did they do when they did the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash every single day when they did the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash? What did they do? They blew the shofar. They blew the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash when they did the avodah. Shofars. And then comes Moedim to give Hoidah to Hashem. Giving Hoidah to Hashem is Malchios. Moedim anachdu loch shu'atahu Hashem lakein. The nusach of Moedim very much reflects, in general, the theme of Malchios. Let me open up to Shmon Esrei and show this to you. Moedim anachdu loch shu'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. This is mamash malchios. The whole nusach of moedim is malchios. And then, when we come to sim shalom toiv chen v'chesrav olein v'agbar chenu avinu kolon ke'echad, we're asking basically Hashem, remember us. Baruchenu kolon ke'ki be'or ponechon nasat v'lanu toiras chayim v'yavas chesed. Look what you've done for us, zichroinus. So the end of Shmoyne Esrei is also the three elements, but in a different order. Shofros, Malchios, and Zichroinos. We declare you to be, we declare you, we blow the shofar as a calling to Hashem, as a calling. And by calling to Hashem, we then remember you as our King. And we thus ask you to reciprocate by remembering us. So I'm trying to bring out over here is an idea that in Rosh Hashanah, you ask anyone on the street, what is Rosh Hashanah all about? They're going to tell you, you don't know? Where have you been? Don't you learn in Kollel? Don't you know that Rosh Hashanah is all about Malchios, Zichroinos and Shofros? You didn't go to kindergarten? So then you say to them, well, tell me the order. Give me the precise order.
Malchios, Zichroinos,
and Shofros. It's a Beferish Gemara. Hashem says, declare me as your melech, and that will trigger me to remember you, and the way you will do this will be through the Shofar. Okay, very good. Why then do we have the first three blessings, and why do we have the last three blessings? Oh, you know why you have the first three blessings and the last three blessings? Because that you're supposed to do every single day of your life, three times a day. That's nothing special. That has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Really? Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. So why then in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, in the Mishnah itself, it's not a Gemara, this is not a Zohar, this is not a Chazal, this is a Mishnah. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the very beginning of Halacha, the Makar Halacha, does he say, on Rosh Hashanah, you start to have nine blessings. Avos, Gevuros, Kedush Sayyim, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, Avoda, Hoida, and Birchos Kohanim, which is what we call Sim Shalom. What's going on? Why is Rabbeinu HaKadosh going through this exercise and telling us the three in the beginning, three at the end? The answer is because in Rosh Hashanah, it's not just an ordinary day. The fact that it's this Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros transforms even the first three and the last three. So then you'll say, but what do we need the repetition? What do we need? Why do you have to repeat? The answer is we do it in three different orders. There's the Seder that's in the center, Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofros. There is the Seder in the beginning, Zichroinos, Shofros, and Malchios. And then there's the Seder at the end. At the end, it's Shofros, Malchios, and Zichroinos. Three different arrangements. Each arrangement is unique. The combination is, the order counts. Everyone knows Coca-Cola. They ask the OU, how do you give a Hechsher on Coca-Cola? But there's a secret formula. And the answer is, there's no secret formula. It's baloney. We know what the secret formula is. So what's the big secret? So all of this is just, I'm telling you nonsense, but they used to say this, whether it's true or not. I don't believe it's true. I don't know anything, but what do they tell us? They tell children, is it true or not true? I don't know. We know what the ingredients are, but we don't know the order. The order of how they put the ingredients into the potion, because the order makes a very big difference. When you're working with chemicals, the chemical reaction of two ingredients in a precise order, in a specific order, makes all the difference in the final result. And likewise, the quantities, they also ask the quantities, how much you put of each ingredient. So the order makes a difference. If that principle is true in science, order makes a difference. Al achas kam v'kama ben b'nei shel kal v'chomer, when it comes to dealing with dvarim ha'emdim beruma shel olam of malchios, zichroinos, and shofros. There are three orders. There's the order of the first three blessings, the order of the last three blessings, the order of the middle blessings. Each order, when you think about it, creates a very different emotion. It's a very different emotion. We're brainwashed with the middle order, malchios, zichroinos, shofros. The first thing is you do yours. Declare Hashem as the Melech. And that's going to trigger. It's going to trigger. You're going to touch the chord strings of Hashem, the Zichroinos. And then if you want to know how to do this, what's the technique? Shofros. But think about the emotion and when you do it in a different order. Think about the emotion when you say, Ribbono shel Olam, please remember us. Remember us. And the way you're going to trigger Hashem to remember you is by blowing the shofar. The shofar is a tool you use to pray. It's a crying sound. Sorry, it's the cry of a mother. You're crying to Hashem, remember us. And when you'll remember us, we will then be able, we'll be out of galus. You'll remember us, you'll help us get out of this. Out of this nightmare, then we'll be able to do what we're supposed to do, to declare you to be the Melech. The Malchus comes at the end. A whole different approach to life. And then there's another approach. And that's the end of the Shemona Esrei, where you start off with the Avoda Ritzei. Avoda, when they did the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew the trumpets every single day. They blew the trumpets when they did the Avoda. Part of the Avoda, the way you serve Hashem, is by declaring, is by blowing the shofar. You're declaring Hashem. You're not yet declaring him as king, but it's a service to the king. You're servicing the king through the avoda, through blowing the shofar. Where you have to nuance what that means is that shofar. I mean shofar. That shofar. Shofar is not malchus. There are different elements of what shofar is. There are sadiko, and there are 10 different reasons. It's a service, and the proof is during the avoda in the Beis Hamidrash, every single day they blew the shofar, and then after we service you. Or maybe you want to say the service is our the next comes Malchios. Look at the, read the text. Read the words. You say it every single day, three times a day. Moedim anachnu l'sho'atohu Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu li'olam bo'ed. If that's not Malchios, then I don't know what is Malchios. Okay, that's Malchios. And then Sim Shalom, it's blatant. It's Zichronos. Ki bo'or ponecha. Don't forget what you did for us. Zichroinos. It's a different emotion. We declare you, we service you, and by servicing you, that is our declaration of you being our king. And Ribbono Shel Olam, please reciprocate. Don't forget about us. So this is first idea I want to present to you. And I think it's a very important idea. The question is not my question. If I were to ask this question, you would probably push me away and say, big deal. So big deal, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he said in the Mishnayos, he said there are 9 blessings and he repeats the first 3 and the last 3, big deal. Yeah? You're just going to answer me like that when you know we ask this question? Why is Rabbeinu HaKadosh? The Ritva asked the question. The Pnei Yeshua asked the question. The Aruch Lanari asked the question, the Mabit asked the question, a whole long list of the greatest of the great did not sit back and say that this is not a good question. This is a good question, and it needs a good answer. And there are a lot of answers. But one of the answers we've given... Hang on. Yeah?
Isn't the bracha of Kedushas Hayom deferred in the Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah? And that could be a possible reason why he has to mention the order of Avos Zichronos and at the beginning.
What do you mean? Normally, the Kedushas Hayom is in the center.
Start the bracha. It's not in its usual order. We have a couple of paragraphs before we come to Kedushas Hayom.
No, the Kedushas Hayom is in Malchios, not in Atah Kodesh. The Kedushas Hayom. La halacha, we put the kedushas hayoyim. We mention the korbanos, and we mention that today is a yom tif. All of the things about the yom is included in malchios, in the fourth blessing.
But we say the pain
right? No, that's just an elaboration. That's just an elaboration. Right, that's an elaboration. That's how I start. That doesn't change the essence of the blessing. The first 3 blessings are pretty much exactly the same, with the exception that I'm saying Hakel, you say Hamelech. But that's not the Kedushas Hayoyim. That's just an embellishment to those 3. The first bracha we add Zochreinu L'chaim. In the second bracha, we add Micha Moicha. The third blessing, we add a little piyut. We add some piyutim, and we conclude HaMelech HaKadosh. But the essence of bracha 1, 2, and 3 is the same. It's clearly the same. It's Avos, Gevurois, Kedusha. It's the same. The last 3 blessings are the same. We embellish it. We change to the Se'orev during Chazaras Hashatz. And we have Uchasoiv and Sefer Chaim, but the essence is the same. What's new? What's new is the middle. Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Oh, what about the Kedushas Hayom? The Kedushas Hayom is incorporated into blessing number 4, into Malchios. That's how we do it. We put it into Malchios. But the first 3 and the last 3 are really the same. Okay, so we have some little additions. So what is he coming in and having mentioning? He's making a big deal in the Mishnah. Guess what? I'm going to tell you something you never heard before. That when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, the first three blessings are Avos, Gevuros, and Kiddush Hashem. And these are the last three blessings. You never heard. Really? We never heard this before. We do this every single day, the whole year, three times a day. And the only difference between this Shemoneh Esrei and that Shemoneh Esrei is what you do in the middle. Well, what is he doing over here? And this is not my kasha. Everyone asks this question. So what's the answer? The answer, obviously, the gist of the common denominator of most of the ants, not all of them, is that the day is so sacred. The intensity of Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofar is so intense, it completely changes the nature of the first three blessings and the last three blessings. They're not the same. They're different. They're just in a different league. They're different. But the words are the same? All right. The words happen to be the same, but the kavana is not the same. When you're going to be thinking, what you're going to be saying, when you say the first three blessings, it's not going to be with the same thoughts, the same translation as the thoughts you have when you're saying Shemoneh Esrei and Chanukah. It's a whole different first three blessings. Now I'm trying to elaborate upon that. What taka is different about this and Rosh Hashanah? Because if you really think about it, the first three blessings captures the themes of Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofaris. And so do the last three blessings. What's the difference? The order. The order is completely different. In the first three blessings, what's the order? The first blessing, the theme of the order is Zichronis. The second blessing, Shofaris. And the third blessing is Malchiyos. In the last three blessings, what's the order? Ritzei is Shofaris. The modim is Malchiyos. And the last blessing is Zichronos. That's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh is mentioning the first three and the last three. Because they're also Malchiyos, Zichronos, and Shofaris. They're also completely different. And the difference is so great. And the difference is, what's the significance of the difference? The Seder. When you change the order, you're playing with DNA. You're playing with the DNA of this world. It's a massive, massive change, and it's a significant change in appreciating the Nusach HaTfilah. Okay, that's one idea, one independent idea. Now let's go to another idea. We'll jump around, because we're going to run out of time. I don't want to misanswer any things. Let's discuss Malchiyos. Malchiyos, a lot of the focus in the Mefarshim is in the 10 Psukim is given to Malchiyos. Now, by the way, one thing I just want to point out is how many, I'm just going off on a tangent now, very short. How many Psukim in total do we read on Rosh Hashanah? 30. What is the significance of the number 30? How old was Yosef HaTzadik when Yosef became the Mishneh Lemelech in Egypt? 30 years old. It says in the Pasuk, he was 30 years old. There's something about how old should the Ramah. The Ramah says, how old should the Baal Tefillah be? What is the proper age of the Baal Musaf? 30. There's something about the number. How many koilos of the shofar are there? 30. Tekiah, shvarim trua tekiah. Tekiah trua tekiah. Tekiah, shvarim tekiah. That's 10. 4 plus 3 plus 3. And we do that three times for a total of, I mean, we do not in that order. I mean, we do with Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah three times, Tekiah Trua Tekiah three times, and Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah three times, Tekiah Trua Tekiah three times, 30 koilos. Yosef was released from prison and became Mishneh Lemelech on Rosh Hashanah. He was Oyle Legedul, he became the Melech, Kamat, the Melech of Egypt on Rosh Hashanah. Zeicher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Why do you say in Rosh Hashanah, Zeicher liyitzias Mitzrayim? Tough question. A lot of Torah on that. Well, one of the simplest, the most simplest answer they give is because Yitzias Mitzrayim really began when Yosef became the Mishnah LeMelech. Okay, even though that was way before Klal Yisrael even came down to Egypt, but the refuah came before the Makkah. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. When they left Mitzrayim, who led them out of Egypt? Yosef, the Aron of Yosef. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Marov Ayom Ro'ov Ayonois Maro Aroinois Shal Yosef. When did Yosef enter into a position of leadership where he would be instrumental in what would follow when he was taken out of he interpreted the dreams, the Chalomos, and that, how old was he when that happened? 30 years old. How old is the Baal Tefillah? 30 years old. How many koilos do we blow? 30 koilos. How many psukim are there in total sum of psukim? 30. The number 30 is a very significant number on Rosh Hashanah. Let me, in fact, look up the number 30. I have a little thing on my computer. I always write down the numbers. Let me just see how many, what I wrote about. Okay, the only other 30 I have over here on my notes is how many parts of fingers do you have? Pirkei etzba'ois, 30. Two hands, 15 on each hand, right? How many words are there in Birchas Kohanim? How many words are there? 15. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem ponav elecha v'chunecha, Yisro Hashem ponav elecha v'yasim l'cha, Shalom. Shalom, there are 15 parts to your hand. The palm is one, and all the other parts are 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's not a joke.
I can't believe you're counting on your fingers.
And then what do? You put up two hands. The Yadayim is Hashem judges our actions. What's the nusach of the nusach? I remember the nusach of the animam, and you say Akadosh Baruch Hu. He is poyal. The word pu'ula appears many times in the nusach atzfilah. There are 30 joints. There are 30 parts to a person in the person's hands. Okay, that's another 30. But number 30 is a very significant number. Now going back to our 30 psukim in the nusach of the Rosh Hashanah. Let me, before we get into the next, what I really want to tell you, there's another thing as a hakdama, which is very important, another important idea. What is the source? Does anyone know in the Gemara, what is the source that in Rosh Hashanah, a person is required to recite Malchios? Is there a biblical source? So the answer is yes. The source is the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Uvarashi Chotshechem. Wait. 1 second. Let me tell you the exact pasuk. I'll read you the pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then it says Uvachodesh Hashvi. I have to read you the exact pasuk to bring out this point well. Okay, it's an important point. Minayin sh'oimrim malchios. How do you know that we recite malchios? Rabbi Oimer, what's the makar? Ani Hashem Elokeichem uvachodesh hashvi'i. Okay, so these are psukim in Parashas Pinchas. Let me find you the pasuk. Okay, to read you the pasuk. Let me get the pasuk in front of me. Uvachodesh Hashvi'i. No, this is not the right pasuk. It's in, probably in Behaloscha, maybe. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Let me see. 1 second.
What words are you looking for?
Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right next to the pasuk of Vachodesh Hashvi'i. Skatim Bechatzoytres. Uviyoim simchaschem uvimoadechem uskatim bechatzoytreis. Trying to remember.
That is Bahaloscha.
What?
That pasuk is in Bahaloscha.
So let me just find the pasuk in Bahaloscha. Pinchas Korach Nasai Bahaloscha. Uviyom simchaschem uvimoyadechem uvroshe chotshechem uskatim bechatzoytreis al oilosech ve'al zivche shalmechem v'ayulchem lezikaron lefnei Hashem Elokeichem ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the problem though over here is that this pasuk over here is not referring to the next pasuk. It's not of Achodesh Hashvi. This is the wrong pasuk. There's another pasuk that says ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's not the right pasuk. Let me find it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. All right, I'm gonna find it later. I'm gonna take too long over here. Ani Hashem, this might be the pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. No, it's not okay. I have a lot of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I have the wrong pasuk. Over here in the Sefer I'm using it does not have the pasuk. I apologize. I should have prepared this better. Oh, here it is. I think I found it over here. Which perik? Perik of Vayikra of Gimel pasuk of Beis. Vayikra perik of Gimel. Vayikra. Perek of Gimel. Okay. Vayikra Perek of Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis. Okay, here it is. I got it. Okay, it's in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, the Pasuk begins with Kutrechem, Es Ksir Artsechem, Lo Sechal, Le Pasat, Chol Kutrecha, Vo Le Kitzich, Lo Slakeit, Le Ani Vo La Ger, Ta Azoiv Oysam, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, so here we are dealing which part. Then the next pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimar B'Chodesh Hashvi Be'Chod LaChodesh Yilchem Shabbosai." We have here the parsha of the Moadim. In Parshas Emor, the Torah enumerates all of the Moadim, and we enumerate all the Moadim. The last words of Shavuos are Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those are the concluding words of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Right after Shavuos, then what's the next parasha? Rosh Hashanah. Chazal have a drasha himself to Rosh Hashanah. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a statement, I am your God. It is a declaration and is a demand. It was a drasha. I demand of you to declare that Ani Hashem Elokeichem. When? When do I want you to make that declaration? Well, the next pasuk is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar B'Chodesh Hashvi'i in the seventh month Be'echod LaChodesh on the first day of the month. The day that I want you to make the declaration Ani Hashem Elokeichem shall be on the first day of the seventh month, what we call Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's very bizarre about this drasha is we're taking the last three words from the previous parasha, which is discussing Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We're taking those last three words and we're noting that it's juxtaposed to Rosh Hashanah. And we're saying that since those words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, capture the essence of Malchios, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and it's juxtaposed, it's right next to the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, the seventh month, the first day, we put the two together to teach you as a command that Hashem wants us to say and say that we are, that He is our Melech on the first day of the seventh month. If Hashem really wanted us to do that, so Hashem should have said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the parasha of the seventh month on the first day. If Hashem really wanted us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem should be then, so is the positive parasha should begin. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, Daber el Bnei Yisrael Lemar, Bachoydesh Hashavi Be'achod Lachoydesh, Yelochem Shabosoin, Zichron Tura Mikra Kodesh, Kobuleches Avod Eloi Sasu, V'kraftim Isha LaHashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right, doesn't that make sense to you? The whole parasha of Rosh Hashanah in Parashas Emor is three psukim. So in the three psukim that describe the end of Rosh Hashanah, the last three words should be Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then it's clear as day that on this day, the first day of the seventh month, Hashem wants us to declare Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But that's not what the Torah did. The Torah did not write Ani Hashem Elokeichem in Rosh Hashanah. The Torah wrote Ani Hashem Elokeichem on Shavuos. We have the parasha, which was a very long parasha. Usafartem l'chem yimachras ha-shabos miyom aviyachem esam ha-tunuf ha-shev ha-shabos ha-tunimais. And then, oh, you come to Shavuos, you're going to bring the mincha chadosha, mimosh v'oseichem, v'kratim al alechem, v'asisem karbonois. And then it says, oh, by the way, don't forget to give tzedakah. Uv'kutshuchem es-kseratzachem lo-sechal l'pa'asalchem b'kutshuchem l'kutshuchem lo-selakit. Lo-ni v'agirat ha-zoy v'aysam. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that's the end of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And now we begin the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. If Hashem wanted us to say in Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, so let it say by Rosh Hashanah, not by the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And this is the makar, the source for this halacha. What is going on over here? The answer is very obvious. One of the 10 reasons why we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah is the shofar of Matan Torah. It's to remind us the shofar shalmat, when Hashem gave us the Torah in Har Sinai, Ola Elokim Bisrua. And what is amazing, really, it's really off the charts, it's amazing, is that the entire Makar source to declare Hashem as the Melech, the entire theme of Rosh Hashanah is Hashem Melech. I mean, it's all about that. It all comes down to that. Everything else is just dressing. You know where it says that? It says that Shavuos. The Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Yom Tov of Shavuos, by the way, it doesn't make any mention in the Torah that Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That is purely a rabbinic idea to declare in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Yom of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But we know from the calendar that the Torah took place on the took place after 50 days of Yitzias Mitzrayim on the end of Shavuos, and there Hashem says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then we go into Rosh Hashanah. What's the message? When you go into Rosh Hashanah, the ikar ingredient of declaring Hashem as Melech is through the koyach of the gift of Torah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not just a day that you can ignore the Kedusha of the Torah. You know, we have a lot of holidays. So Shavuos, we dance with the Torah. When there's Shavuos, it's Aseres HaDibros. Yeah?
I don't think it's really the emphasis on the Torah itself, but on the presence of the Melech, the authority,
yeah,
who gave it to us at that point.
Correct. But Yisrael, the Oiraisa, the Kudsha Brichu Chadhu. You cannot separate the value of the Torah from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. The Yom Tov of Shavuos has everything to do with the Kedusha of the Torah. It's not just, you don't get this appreciation when it comes to Sukkos. What is Sukkos? Anani HaKavod. Usamachdem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. Torah, what with Torah? Oh, Torah. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Leif. Very nice. I agree, I understand. And that's why Chazal has decided that Simcha's Torah should take place at the end of Sukkot, because there's no Simcha, ain't Simcha ke Simcha's Torah. It's true, it's very nice, but it's not part of the DNA of Sukkot. Sukkot is about the Anani HaKavod. It's about the building of the Mishkan. It's about the Gemara of the days of Slichu Mechila. Torah, of course. No one's denying the fact that Yisrael v'Rais of Kudsh Brichu Chari. But that's not the emphasis of what Sukkot is about. Pesach? What's Pesach? There's certainly no Torah in Pesach. I mean, it's the goal. B'yotziach ha'samim Mitzrayim. Tavdunis l'kim alo harazeh. But we didn't get there yet. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the first step to get to Matan Torah, but it didn't happen yet. Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, the day of Rosh Hashanah is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it is expected, the average person, when you say, oh, if it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mean that we should declare Hashem as being the Melech, so where do you think it would say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? In the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And guess what? It doesn't say it. It says it right before the Yom Tov of right before Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say in Rosh Hashanah. It says it right before Rosh Hashanah in the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And then we make a drasha that Shavuos is juxtaposed to Rosh Hashanah. The last words are Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem is demanding, declare me as the Melech. Oh, when? On the next words, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem b'chodesh hashvi be'echol l'chodesh. The Torah is giving a very clear message. When you blow the shofar, the potency of the shofar is only as good as your appreciation of Torah. It's only as good as much you have internalized, you have allowed the Kedusha of Torah to penetrate into your essence. Why do we blow the shofar at the Bima? That's not the place to blow the shofar. Everything you do in shul, you do at the Amud. The Baal Tefila davens from the Amud. You can't hear the Baal Tefila, everyone should hear the shofar. So you blow the shofar by the beam because you need to hear the shofar. If that's the case, so then the Baal Tefila should also daven at the Amud, at the bima. But no shul does the Baal Tefila daven musaf. I should say no shul. But generally, you don't daven from the bima. The place of the Baal Tefila is in the front, as the Amud. So the shofar should be blown from the front. The rabbi doesn't speak from the bima. The rabbi speaks from the front of the shul. Why are you blowing the shofar from the bima? So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? The Zuchus HaTorah. You blow the shofar at the bima, because the Bima is the place where you read the Torah, and when you blow the shofar, for the shofar to be successful in doing what it's meant to do, bringing the zikaron of Klal Yisrael lefnei the Ribbono Shel Olam, you need the zuchus of the Torah. And the Bima is the makom of Kriyas HaTorah. But it goes much deeper. Because the entire requirement that you have an obligation, to blow shofar and declare Hashem as Melech, uvame uva shofar. When you're blowing the shofar, you're being mekayim malchus. You're declaring, you blow the shofar in order that I was zikaron shkol lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, uvame uva shofar. How do you know this? We know this from the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We know this from Matan Torah. Only by Matan Torah does it, the Yom Tov of Zman, Matan Torah, Sin, does it say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And we take that into B'chodesh Hashvi B'echod L'chodesh. Therefore, you blow the shofar in the place of the Torah. It's essential to appreciate that it's only the Zuchus and the Koyach of Torah which allows the Ola Elokim B'shua for the shofar to ascend to Shemaim. Torah is much more significant on Rosh Hashanah than it is on any other Yom Tov. Shavuos, Very nice. Hashem gave us a gift. You want to accept the gift? Take it. You don't want it? So I'll see you tomorrow. We don't do anything with the Torah on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we got the Torah. Very nice. All rise. We are now about to read the Ten Commandments. Rabbi, what are the Ten Commandments? There's a movie. Check it out. What do you do with the Ten Commandments? Nothing. You listen. You want to stay up and learn the whole night? Stay up. You don't want to stay up? Don't stay up. You don't do anything with it. You makabel the Torah. On the other Moadim, they're not even related. Everything relates to the Torah. That's super obvious. But nothing is integral. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's the only Moed where Ani Hashem Elokeichem, take this and do something with it. Blow the shofar to declare Hashem as Melech. Your mamish taking an object out of Shavuos. The Gemara of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I demand you do something now. What do you do? Declare me to be your Melech with Ani Hashem Elokeichem from Shavuos and do it at the place where you blow the, where you actually read the Torah. You're doing something tangible with the Yom Tov of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah and Rosh Hashanah, much more so than any other of the Yom Tov. Okay, that's one independent idea, one idea. Now I want to go to another idea. Wind down with one more idea, and that is, in the words of Malchios, we break up. We do something very. We mentioned we break up the psukim. We break up the four psukim of Torah in 3 and 1. The order is very bizarre, and there's an infinite material that discusses all of the nuances of every little prat of the order of the psukim. How we break up the psukim. So I want to focus on one prat, one important element. Malchios. What is Malchios? We declare Hashem to be the Melech. Now, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you two questions. I'm working backwards because we're running out of time. I'm going to work backwards. What exactly does it mean that Hashem is the Melech? Let's discuss 2 points. Is the Malchios only for us? Or is the Malchios for the world? It's Tishrei. It's not Nisan. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah. We're learning now Chagai and Zechariah. We've learned over and over 100 times is that by non-Jewish kings, the renewal of their Malchus is Tishrei. So does that mean that being that Rosh Hashanah is taking place in Tishrei, not on our new year? Our new year is Nisan. We are declaring Hashem Melech in Tishrei. Tishrei much more relates to the secular world, to the Umay Soilam. In the Umay Soilam, there are kings, there are powers.
You have both the universalist message there.
Right, and Michal is saying, right. But that's not our Malchus.
You have, specifically for us.
Correct. Rosh Hashanah does not appear to have anything to do with our Malchus. Soim tosim olecha melech. We have a mitzvah to appoint a king. Our melech is appointed when his years are calculated from Nisan, not from Tishrei. The major significance of Tishrei, as far as we're concerned, who are Torah observant Jews, is Hayoim Haras Olam, creation. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the 6th day of creation, the pinnacle of creation, the creation of man, the day when Vayechulu Hashemayim Ve'aretz V'chol Tzvaam Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvim Mikol Malachtoi. It really means, when Rashi there explains, Hashem concluded creation. the world was complete. It is the anniversary of the Gemar of creation, Rosh Hashanah. That's what we talk about. It also happens to be the day of the year when all of the secular kings, when their malchus is renewed from our perspective. What about Jewish malchus? Nothing doing. Has nothing to do with a Jewish king. A Jewish king has no connection to this day any more so than your ordinary Tom, Dick, and Harry. Nothing. But by the Goyim, it has what? So what's going on? What is it all about? That's one question. Another question is, what exactly does it mean to declare Hashem as Melech? Does it mean we have to say the words, "You Hashem, you are our king"? Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. That would be a very nice expression, right? That's one of the pasuk. That's the fact. The first pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. What about if we declare Hashem king indirectly? We don't say the word "You Hashem, you the king." But we say something which, in a roundabout way, it becomes self-evident that Hashem is the king. For example, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, and Hashem is one. In that expression, does it say anywhere explicitly, that Hashem is a Melech? Have we declared anywhere in that expression, Hashem, you are our king? Can you imagine Lahavil Elif Alfei Avdolos? You go into the office, the Oval Office, and Trump asks you, "Am I the President of the United States? Are you willing to acknowledge, make believe you're a Democrat, Nancy Pelosi?"
God forbid.
Nancy Pelosi walks into the Oval Office. She's probably, there's no one who hates Trump more than her. She walks into the office and Trump says to her, in front of all the cameras, every camera of the world is rolling in the air. She asks her, "I want you to admit, to acknowledge that I am the President of the United States. Can you please make that statement? Say the words. Donald Trump is the President of the United States of America." Cameras are all rolling. "No, I can't say those words." She cannot say those words. "Okay, don't say those words. So can you say that I won the election?" Don't say that I'm the president. Just say that you acknowledge that I won the election. I won the election in 2016. I won the election. Just say those words. You're not saying explicitly that I'm the president. Just say that he won the election. There was an election. There was a presidential election. People cast votes. And there's a winner. So when you say he's the winner, indirectly, you're acknowledging he's the president. No. Can't even say that. All right. So say, okay, I have to use your imagination. I don't have time now to think about a different idea. Just say something. Anything, just indicate in some shape or form in your little mind. She's a Jew. You can't say anything bad about another Jew. It's not that. She's a Jew. Isn't she a Jew? Nancy Pelosi? No, she's not Jewish. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. Okay, whatever. But just say something. Anything that can be interpreted by some wild fanatic. That there's an acknowledgement that this man here sitting in the Oval Office is the President of the United States. Epis something. You have to use your imagination. Go to all the madrigas. Let's say she were to say something. Is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah of declaring Donald Trump the president? That's a very big debate amongst the players. To make a long story short, and I want to try to suggest to you that there are three different declarations, even more. There are many different forms of malchios declarations of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah. There is the most explicit open declaration. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch li'olam v'ed. Straight out. And then there's also a fulfillment of Malchios, where on Rosh Hashanah, where we say something or we do something to imply that Hashem is the Melech. Because who are we fooling? We're not going to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, Hashem, you're the Melech. Yeah, I'm the Melech. Where were you until now? Okay, a lot of this, like, oh, really, really, you think I believe you? Yeah, it was lip service. Come on, if you really think I'm the Melech, how come, where have you been all this time? How come you've misbehaved? We're not going to fool Hashem and say lies and say things that are just going to make us look funny. What we're going to do is we're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we're not such good people. We mess up. We're supposed to declare you to be the Melech, and we the whole year we're supposed to do this. But at least take note that even though we don't always say it 100%, but we do things, and we say things, and we behave in a way where it's implied that you're the Melech. And even though that's not necessarily ideal, and I shouldn't say it's not ideal, maybe it is ideal in a different respect, it's also a fulfillment of declaring you Melech. But there is one caveat. This type of declaration of implying that you are the Melech, we don't want to group together with an open declaration of you're the king. Who's Trump's biggest supporter? Who is Trump's biggest supporter? I don't know, you tell me, Michal, who is his biggest supporter?
Depends how you define supporter.
Give me Ivanka. Okay, let's say he comes into the office, Ivanka Trump. Okay, Ivanka and Nancy Pelosi walk into the office to declare president, to tell him the good news that he won the election. Okay, they walk in together to tell him, got good news to tell you. You won the election. So who walks into the office together? Nancy Pelosi, Ivanka Trump. So Nancy Pelosi, she can't bring herself to say this. Ivanka, Dad, you won. You're the president. No problem, right? No problem. They cannot walk in the room together. Cannot. No way. Because the contrast between bearing this news is just so extreme. It's unsettling.
Maybe a better analogy is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. If you really believe that and you...
Oh, I'm just throwing out crazy, wild examples to keep you all awake in the last 2 minutes of the shiur. But the point over here is, I want to make the following suggestion. Okay, there's a lot more to this. Is that the reason why this is a major, major topic, a major sugya. The things I've told you now are not my ideas. These are all ideas that are expressed by many of the mefarshim. I'm just trying to put it together with this one idea. There's also the idea of the goyim. We're not going to have time for. I was trying to really get to was a Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel explains that on Rosh Hashanah, we're not asking the goyim to declare Hashem as the Melech. They're not even worthy of that. What we're asking the goyim to do is they should declare that Hashem is the Melech of Klal Yisrael. It's a very big difference. Rosh Hashanah has a lot to do with the world, the Umar Soilam, infinite amount. The Shem Yishmuel is a brilliant, very, very deep mahalach in understanding the Malchios of Hashem relating to the Umay Sa'olam, and its conclusion is the Avoida on Rosh Hashanah of the Goyim, whether they realize it or not, is not that they should declare Hashem to be the Melech. You have to be worthy to declare Hashem the Melech. What they need to do is to acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the God of the Jews. That's a whole world. That statement is an explosive statement that is omok omik miyim so'enu. The umay so'olam on Aleph Tishrei have a duty when their malchus is renewed and they appreciate what malchus is not to acknowledge Hashem as their melech. They're not up to that yet. We're not holding by Yom Ahu. But what about today? What about now? The avoida of a non-Jew today is to acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the God of the Jews. That's their avoida. And that is Malchus. Even when it's implicit, it's not explicit. That's also a darga of something being implicit. It's not open. That's also, if once you acknowledge that Hashem is the God of the Jews, when you go through all the mathematical calculations, you know what that really means? Hashem, you're the Melech. But it's in a very roundabout way. We also do that. Besides saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Liyom, what do we say? What's one of the Tempsug Malchios? The fourth of the Torah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's not Malchios. Where does it say Hashem is the Melech? Where? Hashem is our God. No, very good. He's your God. Is he your Melech? There's a difference between a God and a Melech. Lom Neshedin, like a Rav Chaim. The chilik between a God and a Melech. Hashem is Elokeinu. And Hashem is Echad. Hashem is one. That combination of being Elokeinu and being Echad is an implicit declaration, you are the Melech. But that's not the same as saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. Our avoid on Rosh Hashanah of Malchios includes the entire spectrum. We declare three times Melech, Melech, Melech in the first three psukim of the Torah, because it says in those three psukim the word Melech. Each one it says the word Melech, but they're not all the same, by the way, because when you start interpreting the psukim, each one captures a very different dimension of our declaration of Hashem being Melech. But at least they mention the word Melech. The last reference of how we declare Hashem Melech is indirect, which also is a valid form and a necessary declaration, but because it's so dramatically different than an explicit declaration, you can't say it in the same breath as the first three psukim. The last of the psukim of Malchios is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It doesn't say the word Melech. And you can argue, you can debate, is that really a declaration of Malchus? The Gemara has this discussion. And the answer is, well, when you do all the mathematical calculations and analysis and you break your head and you think about this your entire life, you'll come to the conclusion that when you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, yeah, that's equivalent to saying that Hashem is the Melech, but it's not explicit. And that's fine. And that's very good, because in life, we don't always openly declare Hashem Melech, but we declare Hashem Melech in other ways, which are fine and valid and praiseworthy. But don't compare it to saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. And therefore, you have to break it up. You have three, we have to have 10 psukim. And the Gemara explains why you need 10 psukim. And we're going to break it up. So how do you want to break it up? Three and a third? Sorry, no fractions. Okay, it's like taxes. Round up the numbers. No fractions on Rosh Hashanah. So we got to give one of you fellows four psukim. Who's going to get it? There's no competition. The Torah gets pasuk number four. Three are going to be explicit mentions. One is going to be implicit. Because one is implicit, it's not their cher, it's to put the four together. And therefore, their seder is going to be Torah, 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 Ksuvim, 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 Nevi'im, 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 and then we come back for the finale, Torah. We're not going to put the four together, we're going to put the end at the very end, because we want it to stand out as a different type of Hakara, which is valid, and is praiseworthy, and is necessary, and it sometimes may even be ideal, but it's a different form of Malchus, of where we implicitly acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we discussed a whole number of ideas here today. Have a wonderful day. I'm not going to be those people who come learn at night, Chumash Unklus. I'm not going to be around tonight. I have to take care of something. So we have the honor and the privilege of having Rabbi Maievsky deliver the shiur tonight at 7:15 on the regular channel. I'll send out text with the link, like regular, no different. Only difference is Rabbi Maievsky will be giving the shiur. Have a wonderful day. Be well. All the best to everyone.
Shkoyach. Good day, everybody. Send a shalom aleichem to Rav Alexander, if he's still here.
Shkoyach.
Rav Levine, just for the record, Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law is Jewish. And his children go to a Hebrew school.
Is she Jewish?
The
I know, but is she Jewish? Is she any Jewish blood?
No, she's a Shiksa.
They say years ago.
Her father ran guns for the Irgun. Her father was the mayor of Baltimore.
But they say,
the
I once read that years ago she did incredible chasadim for Jews. Not years ago. She did like unusual things. That were like really, really very special. For, I don't remember if it was from Jews, I don't know.
It was from her father. Her father was a big Ivy Israel.
So she probably, His
name was D'Alexandro. He was the mayor of Baltimore.
So it probably came down to her, the Ahavas Yisrael. All right. She has chusim.
The question is how much money that the Jews give them.
It's also my dream. Okay, have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Good to hear from you. Good to hear you. Good to hear you. My pleasure. A wonderful day.
Have a nice day.
Be well. Be well.
Be well.
Kalto, be well. Take care, Mayor. Keep it up, Mayor.